Welcome back, guys. We are going to be talking about Sandland, the first season, and are we going to be getting any more? That could be a very good no-brainer. I, so far, have enjoyed the series. Like I've said beforehand, this series really left me on kind of a cliffhanger. Like, hey, what was this going to be about? And enjoying the remainder of the season really kind of left me wonder, where else can we take this series? Is it just going to be a one and done? Like I said, I never really read any of the manga from this anime or this story, and I enjoyed it. I really did. I found the characters to be really interesting. Especially Beelzebub. I thought he was a cool, funny character. He was like a little demon Goku in a way, especially with the way he came across from being very, childlike slash rambunctious, very, trying to be heroic slash bad at the same time. And then, of course, meeting, another version of almost like Debor, which I thought was cool, which was, King Lucifer in this. And then, of course, Lilith, who is Beelzebub's sister, and then going up against this angel. And honestly, I thought the angel, he was really cringy. He was really annoying. But other than that, I did enjoy seeing this story come to life. I liked how they showed it's not always about, so I guess, mixing with humans and demons and angels and everything like that. And the story itself was good. The story was good. The characters were good. There's a lot of comedy. There's a lot of action. There's a lot of adventure. There's a lot of different things, I think, within this story that I think anyone that, if you are or are not a fan of this franchise yet, you very well could be, due to if you like other manga and especially, or other anime, especially if you're a fan of Dragon Ball or Dragon Ball Z or just Dragon Ball in general, then more than likely you're going to enjoy this. Because again, with this post-apocalyptic world in a wasteland and figuring out that there's water out there, and then meeting General Rao, aka Sheriff Rao, and, enlist, Beelzebub and Thief to help him on this mission, and then meeting Beelzebub's long-lost niece, and then figuring out that his sister had a daughter, and, a little bit more about his family origin, and just this world, of demons and humans and things of that nature. Again, I enjoyed the story. This, came from Akira Toriyama, may he rest. I'm very happy with the story. I even got the game. I'm about to play it here at some point. At the recording of this video, I haven't started playing yet. I got a lot of other stuff I'm about to be reviewing. But guys, I really don't have a whole lot bad to say about this franchise. I mean, some of the characters, I'll admit, were boring. Like General R was kind of boring. The Angel was boring. But other than that, it was a good story. I enjoyed myself. It kept me entertained, and I wasn't really bored with it. I kept very, enthused on what was going to happen each week, on what was going to happen with the story and where we're going to be seeing these characters and what exactly was going to be, the end up for these characters, how it was going to end. Is this going to be the only season? Don't know yet. I'm not sure how many manga chapters we have of this. But I want to say there's 13 episodes as of right now. You guys can watch it on right now. It's on Hulu right now. That's the only way you can watch it. I was assuming it would be on Crunchyroll at some point. Maybe they just haven't got the rights to it yet. But either way, guys, what are your thoughts of Sandland, the series? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it something you guys haven't really watched yet? But either way, let me know what your thoughts are about it down in the comments. And I'll see you, as always, on the next one.